Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
why don't you help me to come on and give God some praise on this evening? What a blessing we've been having. What a mighty God we've been serving. I'm talking about He is empowering, He's influenced, He's pouring out so much of revelation, so much profound understanding, so we can continue to operate and execute on the realm that we are on. I don't know about you, but by now, many of you should be seeing so many things in your life begin to change things, begin to, my God, manifest in your life, your thinking, your thought process, my God, your perceptions, the way you see things. Things should be turned around as things should begin to be positioned in the correct way. You should start having more of uptime, laughter, joy, happiness here in your household. My God, ones that is married and in a relationship, we should be getting closer with each other. Amen. That's what the kingdom of the word of God does. It makes you have good times, joyful times, regardless of what may come your way. And I just thank God for what He is doing. I'm ready, my God, just like the ring announcer say, let's get it on. I'm ready to get it on in the Holy Ghost. But before then, I just want to thank God for my wife, First Lady. I bless God for her, and I thank God for her. I thank God for them as well. My God, and our brothers and sisters that listen to all over the world, right there in France, I thank God for you all. Germany, Australia, we thank God for you all. Norway, United Kingdom, we thank God for you all for coming in, tuning in, live screening. However, my God, we thank God for you all. It's always a blessing to commune with you all, especially international. My friends and friends in the United States, you know, you got the love from us. We give you the love as well. We thank God, California, Nevada. We thank God for Ohio, Canada, Tennessee, my God, Connecticut, Missouri, Massachusetts. We thank God for you, Philadelphia, my God, North Carolina. We thank God, Texas, Georgia, Florida. We thank God for our listeners all over the world. Thanks to God, I want to see this again. I said so many times, we have an over 250 downloads. I want you to make sure you just tag, my God, send a message. I want you to get in contact with us when you can get a deeper and profound revelation, for God can get you some information, amen? But you can keep executing on that realm that God has you on. And I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited. How many of you want to go higher? I know you want to go higher. And I know you want to keep soaring into the Spirit of God, into that place where you want. I don't know about you, but I'm just sick and tired of being on that realm. Got to worry about who talking about you, who lying on you, who persecuting you, who acting funny with you, who rolling their eyes at you, who got something to say about you. Are you tired of being on that realm? After a while, that get old. You know, that get old. You know, you get bored with that. And I'm ready to go to a higher place. And I know that it's my God. I'm starting to feel it now. We got our mother. She got to come on tonight now. Y'all better start something in the Holy Ghost. I know that you just ready to get. I'm ready to get on that realm where I just want to see the Holy Ghost move. I want to see the Holy Ghost just break out in revival. None that nonsense, because we're too busy giving God a praise. We're too busy declaring and creating in our life. We're too busy prophetically speaking, breaking generation curse, breaking strongholds. My God, I don't know about you, but I think that the Spirit of the Lord, my God, is working things out. And I know that many of you all over the world, just ready to get to that place within God, within the Holy Ghost, and let God continue to have His way within you. Amen. My God, somebody needs to tell themselves that my life is going to change. It's going to change. My God, some of us, it's already done changed. It's already started. And guess what, you all? I got a little secret. And we're not going backwards. You're not going backwards. Listen, let's go ahead and get this on the road. Let's go ahead and get ready for this word of God. Get ready to come across. But before then, we're going to allow our very own Mother Jackson's, amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Come and just intercede for us. Then we're going to get ready for our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Chapel. On this afternoon, God, we come to you once more, God. Hey, little God, yes, thank you, God. But, Mr. Little, another opportunity, I said, God, another opportunity just to thank you, God. And on the most say, God, we thank you, God, for this daily bread, God. On the most say, this daily bread, God. We realize, God, tomorrow we have a promise to us, God. But we give you the praises and the glory and the promotion this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We come to the throne, Hallelujah, of thanksgiving, God. We come to the throne right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
we come
yes.
pulling down every stronghold. In the most tender Lord, in the mighty name
thank
of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
We come to the most pleading of the blood today, Hallelujah, every situation, God, Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We realize, God, Hallelujah, God, it's all of you, God, in another month, God. So we thank you today, God. We thank you for each and every one on this line, God. Oh, God, I thank you today, God, that what you're doing in our life, God, making a new change, God, awakening our spirit, hold up, even our minds, God. And hold up, God, we thank you, God. We pray, God, that you touch each and every mother that is for the most physically and spiritually, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. We pray, God, that they continue to walk and not be weary and well doing the ass of the Lord. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. And hold up, God, when we think about the goodness of Jesus, and now, God, have done for us, God. I was so quiet out today. Hallelujah. Hold on, most shake, God, for saving us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we continue to lift up our babies, from the young to the oldest, God. And to continue to strengthen them, shield and protect them, and they're going and they're coming, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God. Because if it had not been for you, God, we wouldn't be here. So we say thank you, God, for the roof of our head, God, that you prepared, God. We thank you for our bills being paid, food on our table. Oh, God, don't let us take it for granted, God. Because you didn't have to do it, but you did it after, God. Just for your loving kindness, God. So we ask you today, God, in every one of our lives, God, have your way, God. Have your way, God. And Lord, God, we break down every stone wheel, every seven wheel of ocean, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we say, God, we pray, God, creating us a clean heart. Oh, God, in the most, God, we use that right spirit with us, God, in the most, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to guard our hearts, in the most, God, that hatred, malice, in the most, God, can't get it in no kind of way, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Keep our eyes focused on you, God, and the goodness of you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, once again, God, by your stripes and sorrows, yes, Lord, we are already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. How we thank you, God, Oh, God, we call our churches out to the Lord, God, our household, God. We pray, God, that you continue to save our household, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, O my sender, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Oh, God, we pray today, God, that you continue, O God, put your Holy Ghost hands up upon us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lead us and guide us, in the right path, in the most you come, God. Separate us, God, from things and people, God, that's not lining up with you, God, and not even your word, in the most you God. Let us be men and women, God, of standing. Yes, Lord. Don't let us come to the Lord. Oh, God, don't let us get off the road, God. Let us stay on that straight and narrow road. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray today, God. Whatever you do in our life, begin to let us say, yes, we will, God. In the most standing, Lord. We thank you for the boldness of the Lord, God, that's coming forth right now, God. The boldness of the Lord, God, that will cry out and spare not. The boldness of the Lord, God, will tell the truth, God, of us, and stand in the truth, God. We pray, God, today, God, that we will not speak of us, and whatever it might be, God, it's just what it is. If you say it's a lie, it's a lie. If you say it's truth, God. So live it as a little, God. So just stand in your bones if you call about that time. And rub back our heads, God. And open our mouth, how to about say, God. And let you flow out like rivers of water today, God. I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of us, God. Let them both say, God, let them feel your joy, God. Let them feel your peace, God. Let them judge your victory, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them both say, God, we thank you. God. Let them feel a change, a turnaround in their life. Don't let them be the same, God. Don't let them be the same, huh? Let them realize the old is gone, the old is dead, and the new has arrived. It has arrived, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We glorify your name today. Oh, God, we thank you, because you have, Lord, you have all powers in your hand, God. We will not be the same. Don't want to be the same. Can't look back. Don't want to look back. And the most tender of God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we lift up our spouse today, God. In the healing of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we go to our son, little God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, God. If I didn't forget anybody now, Lord, I ask you to help your people to forgive me. So I'm so full of joy. I know the Lord and my sanctified soul. All I feel is just thank you, Lord. See, I can't help but to thank him. He's been so good to me. Thank you, Lord, for me. I thank you for awakening my spirit. I seek the most high. Yes, Lord, I do, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I say, God. In spite of all, I thank you, Lord, because I can feel love in you, Lord, my heart. I can feel love like Jesus loved me, Lord, my heart. What he wants us to do, he wants us to love like God. He wants us to love like him. In spite of all, Lord, come to the ball. If you're lying on me, if you're talking about it, he wants us to still love you, Lord, my heart. Oh, that's the love of Jesus Christ, I think, oh, my God. Yes, he is. The love of Jesus Christ. God, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, about God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. You're doing great things, God. And it's all about coming to the Lord. If nobody else don't know, he's done a turnaround today in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. He go to my son now. Oh, we can feel the fire burning. How the most son of the heart. Oh, the secret of the most shit. Even the bottom of your feet begin to burn. And you begin to just cry out. Oh, the most shit, God. Let us continue to pray for one another, God. Continue to let us cry out like never before. Like it's our last time on this earth. He called about shepherd the most God. Oh, yes, he called about God. Oh, God, I think that's half your way, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the atmosphere. God. Thank you for the peace that is in the atmosphere, God. Thank you for the victory in the atmosphere, God. Thank you for hearing the atmosphere in the air. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We see your hand moving, God. We give you the praises and the glory this afternoon, God, with our whole heart and mind and soul, God. Oh, God, let us we shall live and not die, and we shall declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I know the God have your way, God. Hallelujah.
Somebody go ahead and give God a word. You give God a word. Because it doesn't matter what you're going to do, what you're facing. You know your position. You know what it is. God is working out. God said it, he will do. And I beg you to go ahead and worship God. You go ahead and take the basket. Go ahead and let God and the angels of the Lord have the mercy. Because everything is working out for your favor, for your good. It's working out in the blessing. You just go ahead and give God a blessing. Go ahead and thank him, because if it have not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we will be. Therefore, we give him a blessing. My God, on this evening, we magnify him. We lift him up. We adore him. We worship him. He is Alpha Omega. He is Jehovah. He is our Lord and our Savior. Somebody just need to thank him this evening. You go ahead and thank him because you still in the running for your blessings. You still in the running for your miracle. You still in the running for your healing. You still in the running for what God has for you. And you need to go ahead and tell that devil, not from a place where you equal with the devil, but from the place where you in the kingdom rulership. You need to let that devil know in the atmosphere that what God has for you, it is for you. What God done told you, it shall be. What God done said it, it will gonna happen. At the end of the day, we shall rejoice in the Lord. Somebody just need to rejoice in the Lord. My God, I feel, my God, I'm ready to go because I'm starting to feel it. My God, Lord,
my
have mercy. You rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. I'm rejoicing. You finna have a new song. You finna have a new song. You finna have a new song. You finna have a new, my God. You better hear me in His name, my God. You're going to begin to have a new mind, a new eyes. You're going to begin to smell and hear different. You're going to begin to walk different. You're going to begin to talk different. Everything about you going to be different because God finna redress you. He finna, my God Almighty, He finna rebaptize you. He finna get ready to slingshot you. And my God, you just give God the praise this evening. Somebody go ahead and give Him the praise. I got to give Him a hallelujah, for He is worthy to be praised. That's why we give Him a yes. We don't give Him a yes out of tradition and religion. We give Him a yes because we don't try Him and we don't find out He's all right. That's why we can say yes. We give Him a yes because when we need Him, He's stepped in right on time. That's why we can give Him a yes. We can give Him a yes. He never showed up late. We can give Him a yes. We give Him a yes out of experience.
Yes,
we give Him a yes on our walk. We give Him a yes through the trials we don't overcome. We give Him a yes when we didn't see no way. He done made a way out of no way. So therefore, we don't have to say it as a cliche by Yaki Slay, but we can say it, my God, as an evidence and testifying in the kingdom. Somebody give Him a yes. I give God a yes in the name of Jesus. I give Him a yes. I got to give Him a yes. He is. His words that be praised, God. I'm telling you right now, we fired up, geared up. If the Holy Ghost God is working and our God is moving, He's doing a great thing. And I'm telling you right now, He's ready to do even more. You thought you was blessed. My God, this year ain't over with yet. And God ain't finished done. He ain't finished what He say He gonna do with you. He ain't finished blowing your mind. Some of you, you just moved from a place to where you, my God, you just need to been restored. You just got restored. That's all you were. You ain't even tap into the profit of the blessing. The profit, the residual, the increase. You did just got restored. Your house got restored. Your home got restored. Your living arrangement got restored. Your vehicle got restored. Some of you, your finances got restored. Your health got restored. And now once God can restore you like He restored Job, now He got to give you another dose. And that other dose is that double dose. That's your profit. By God Almighty, He's not only going to bless you with a home. He's going to bless you with one you don't have to pay for. He ain't only bless you and restored you with a car. He don't gave you two or three of them. Y'all better hear me. That's the blessings of the Lord. Make it rich and add no sorrow. And I don't know about you. When you're a son and a daughter in the kingdom of heaven, I can't help but to be blessed. Don't get jealous at me. You just need my God. Don't be a hater. You come and be a participator. Don't hate on us. You just come and participate us. Y'all better. I got to go by the hill. I got to get ready to come. Because I feel a shout moment in the Holy Ghost. Bless his holy name, his mercy endure forever. And ever, my God Almighty. You don't have to be a hater, my God. Because all haters don't do nothing but curse their own life. You just need to come and be a participator. You come and get in some of this prayer. Get in some of this worship. Get in some of this elevation. Get in some of this current. And you're going to see what God's going to do for you because the same God that blessed me is the same God ready to bless you. Same God that shoot me is the same God ready to shoot you. I'm telling you, my God, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, and it ain't no building, it's wherever I'm going to make it. Somebody need to go into the house of the Lord, regardless if it's your living room, your kitchen, your bedroom, your bathroom, regardless of wherever you want to worship him at. Let every voice bless his holy name. Listen, saints of God, my God, bless his holy name. His mercy endures forever and ever. And I'm telling you right now, get up, we fired up. If you don't believe us, you need to come on at 7 a.m. You'll see why God is pouring it out. God is doing it. And I'm telling you right now, we're not only going to execute, but we're going to execute with accurate articulation, and we're going to execute in the spirit. And that's why the Holy Ghost every time. That's why you, my God, you might think it's just a form of fasting, people be deep. Baby, let me tell you something. When you learn how to live in the kingdom of God, you can't help but to feel him. You can't help but to notice him. You can't help but to know that he up in here. You can't help y'all about to hear me up in here. When you in the presence of God, you can't help but give it a shout, because his presence, my God, is all around you. You just need to get a dose, Listen, y'all, we got to go. My God, from this area right here. My God, matter of fact, I don't need to introduce her. Y'all already know she is. She fired up, ready to go. God bless you.
Y'all just show I don't know what it is about Wednesday night, but I love it. It make it easy to come on. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited.
Excited
about life, excited about God that woke me up this morning, excited about the word of God, he's been laying dormant so long in me, and I'm getting an opportunity to just explode. And I thank God for my pastor. I give honor to Christ, who's the head of my life and the giver of all our lives, to Pastor Temple, First Lady Lakeisha, Pastor Smith, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, all of the ministers, the deacons, the mothers, the praise team, the children, everybody under the sound of my voice, our United States listeners, in-town listeners, international listeners, I greet you with peace and love. Well, I'm going to drive by with a few nuggets and be up out of here. I'm going to lay the foundation, and I'm going to let my pastor finish building the house. I'm going to be coming from Ephesians 6:10. We're still talking about the whole armor. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole. I want you to pay attention to that word whole. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. Wherefore, take unto you the whole, there's that word whole again, whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand in the way, having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now,
amen.
I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, and he's been getting me up like that for a while now. And he's been giving me revelations on certain things. And when you keep looking at the word whole, that means all, complete, everything. So that means, even though the scripture is telling us to put on the whole armor, there are some other word of God in here that he wants us to glean on. And we're going to be talking about the power within us. You look up here, and when he say the word of God, that means, go back. I asked him, what did that mean? And he say, it's more. Well, that's all I heard, and I had to try to go back and pray and come back and meditate. And I said, oh, I see God, more of the word of God, more scriptures. I used to hear the lady say, you got to eat the whole roll. That means every word, every promise in the book is mine, every verse, every word, every line. So that means it be started in the beginning with giving us power to put on this whole armor. And we're going to go to Genesis, the first chapter, and the 26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That's power. That's control.
Yes.
And that's authority. So that means, why should we walk around looking broke, busted, disgusted, when we have the word of God that has given us dominion? He said every creeping thing. That means everything, you have a power to speak to it, and things will happen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Mark. Why he talking? Mark the 12th chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, that means what comes out of your mouth, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when he prays, believe that he receives them, and he shall have them. And it goes on to tell you over in Matthew's about seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. So you mean to tell me that I ain't got to walk around looking like my stepdaddy, the devil, that I can look like my father, who's God? I don't have to lose control. I don't have to worry about what somebody say or what somebody did or how they looked at me. I don't have to get emotionally out of control. He did tell you to let not your heart be troubled. You have the power within you to control everything that concerns you. You have the power to ask for your healing and believe. Ask for prosperity. He did say he gave us power to get well.
Yes.
Now, let's use wisdom. That don't mean that you used to hear the old people say, well, I'm going to sit right here and wait on the Lord. No, you got to do something in the natural. When you pray, stand believing, and you receive it. If it's a job you go, you have to go and do something in the natural. Put in application. If it's apartment, condo, whatever it is your heart desire, it's yours for the asking. But we got to stay in the word, know what the word of God say. When you go your room to turn the light on, is it just, and you got to touch the switch to turn it on. So that switch is in your hand. You don't have to let nobody push your button.
That's right.
You don't have to be looking crazy. I always say, do, be, and have. Do what's necessary to survive by trusting in God. Be what God wants you to be. Then you can have whatsoever they said.
Yes.
Well, the armor of God is good, and that means you're protected. You're protected
That's
by
right.
God. The word of
yeah.
God, when you speak it and call it, that's just what it is. And Pastor hit on one of my scriptures that I was going to do. He always do. And that's when we went to Numbers, and I'm going to be coming
that's
out
right.
of the New English Version. He said, God is not like people who lie. He is not a human who changes his mind. Whatever
Amen.
He promises, he does. He speaks,
yes, he does.
And it is done. I have
Amen.
Been instructed to bless, and when God blesses, I cannot call it back. That means nobody can work their mojo. Nobody can sprinkle dust around your door. Nobody can cross their fingers, across their eyes. If God said it, it's a done deal. All you got to do is believe.
Amen.
Stand on his word. Call it to prepare. He said, if you knock, the door shall be open. Seek, and he shall find. He said, speak to that mountain. If there's sickness in your body, speak to it. That could be called a mountain. Say, listen, body, line up. Say, God made you. He made these arms and legs and feet and back, everything about you. Speak to it. Now, I warn you, the enemy's not going to like it. So when you start talking about healing, look like you hurt, but you got to stand on his word. Because I just told you, if he said it, he's going to do it. We have no fear. God does just what he say he's going to do. He told you, lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him and all his ways, and he will do what? He will direct your path. So with that being said, I hope that something have encouraged you today. Just a few nuggets that I dropped. Once you receive this, chew on it, believe it, stand on it, then we can be an Ephesians 20 man or woman. So now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that's what I just got through telling you. We have a power that worketh in us. So, yes, put on the whole armor. Put on your whole armor. Stand tall and know that God has your back in all things. So with this being said,
Amen.
I'm gone, but I will leave you with just a small nugget. Just when you feel like you're about to have a breakdown, realize you're just one step from a breakthrough. God bless
Amen.
You. Now
Amen.
Back in the hands of my Apostle Spencer.
Amen.
Amen. Mother just did an excellent job. My God, he must, teaching on articulating into another place. And it's not much I'm going to get into that. Amen. I'm just complimenting because we've been digging into this area that Mother really been teaching all week, all last week. You need to, saints of God, please invest into your understanding. Invest into the knowledge. Invest. Amen. Don't sit there and keep having the same method of learning and the method of where you just going on and you don't want to invest. Mm-hmm. A successful man and a woman of God, when they successful and they reach a certain level of wealth, because they invested in it. They invested in it. It ain't give it to them. It ain't hand it to them. They have to invest it in it. And you have to invest into it. And Mother Helen was touching on it. We touched on it the other morning about the whole armor. The whole armor is information. And the armor is just a metaphor. It's a metaphor how the information should be applied to your life. It's organization. It should be applied so well to where it's protecting you. And all God just said, listen, you just all you need to do is stand because you know the truth. You are not going to be able to stand if you're going to be wavering when you don't know the truth. And a lot of us, this is where we are. Let's be honest. This is where we are. We fight we fight not with God. We fight because we don't know what God said about our life. That's what we're fighting with. So many of us, we are fighting. You're not fighting with God. You're just in a place in a fight because you are not confident. You're not sure. You don't have enough information. You don't have enough facts of what God said about your life. And once you tap into that place to understand what God said about your life and the power that you possess, you won't have to fight another day. You won't have to fight the enemy no more. Because why are you going to fight a little cockroach and you ride around with an army tank? You don't need to entertain that little cockroach. Y'all hear me? You don't have to fight.
Amen.
And that's why it's good to get around the information of God and God to point out revelation, because you can begin to tap into areas you don't understand. I break that cycle over the saints of God's life, that you continue to go through life and you continue going through church, meet the oakery, and just trying to let it be enough. It's more than enough. Amen. God got more for you. He want to take you to another place, another level. He want to pour out more to you. But you're going to have to invest into that time. Into that time. Sometimes it agitates me. It agitates me because people got so much of rich information around them, but you won't never tap into it. That is a poverty mind that has to be broken off of you. A poverty is not just saying I don't have money, I don't have this. A poverty is a mindset. And so many people in the poverty places, we got to come out of that. I was spending some time with one of my mentors today. I'm not going to give his name out. My God, just want to keep him secure for confidential purpose. But I was spending some time with him. And he said, you know, the difference between a wealthy individual and a poor individual, an individual that always going to be poor. An individual that going to always be poor, they always put the blame on somebody else. They always try to find out. They always make excuses in their life, the reason why they cannot do this, the reason why they won't do this, the reason why they ain't going to do this. And how many people that we don't put the blame on, the reason why I don't want to go to church, the reason why I'm not blessed, the reason why I can't have this. And we always put that blame on the devil, the reason why the devil don't came in, the reason why she's speaking witchcraft on me. All that nonsense, that's poverty. That's the spirit of poverty. What you seeing right there, you seeing the result of, you seeing characteristics of a poverty individual will not be successful. But a successful mind, what they say one word, I take accountability. That's all they say, accountability, accountability. I take accountability. I didn't invest in myself enough. I didn't work hard enough. I didn't push myself hard enough. I take accountability. They don't make these accusations saying the government don't stop me from making money. They ain't doing this here. They ain't giving me that. Y'all stop trying to find people to give you something all the time, and you're going to invest into what you need. Invest into what you need, and you're going to begin to see it works for you. And we want you to invest into you. Don't sit around like you know and you're not investing. Then at the end of the day, what more you want God could do? My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. God bless you all. We're going to see y'all in the morning. My God, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep pushing. Good job, Mother Helen, like always. We thank God. Listen, we definitely want to also send a shout-out to our very own Pastor Smith. We want to keep sending him a shout-out, lifting him up. We love him. Amen. Amen. Soon you're going to be hearing from him. Amen. My God almighty. Amen. And please, my God, y'all gather all this, because Pastor can't do ministry by himself. God got other people, people that has a ministry and God going to be using and different things like that. Please gather information. Write. Take notes. Go back and study. Go back and see different things, but you can enhance your life. Then the more information you have, that's the successful you're going to be. An individual is not successful because they have a lack of information. And because of lack of information, they have poor execution. And because of poor execution, their articulation, my God, it don't matter where you are, we're going to get that on point. And we're going to be, my God, I'm ready. Y'all just don't know. I just feel a burning in me till my words go to stuttering. I just got, let me get out of here. My God almighty, my goodness, my God. Listen, ADM family, we thank God for you all. We bless you all. Please meet us back here at 7 a.m. If we have a full participation, my God, 7 a.m. on Thursday and 7 a.m. Friday, I'm going to do one special episode for you on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. because I want to give you this revelation. I want you to prosper. I want you to walk into your blessing, into your success. I don't want you to worry about anything again. I want you to feel how the blessing blessings of the Lord, my God, come into your life, just squalor you all up, because you are in the kingdom place of God. Tomorrow morning, we'll see you back right here at 7 a.m. God bless all of you. Amen and amen.
God bless you,
God bless you, mother. God bless you all.
All right.